What?
Hello?
My name is George. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell you a product or solicitate a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans?
Yes. Paris? Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I highly appreciate it. I will be brief as possible. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, or a little interested, or not interested at all in the government's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, do you define your race classification as African-American, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian?
Black.
Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public schools, buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not that satisfied at all. With the condition of the public schools, pardon?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of schools, buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not important at all?
Very important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Some confidence.
And thank you again for your patience. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year mileage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, or probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Wait, repeat that one.
Yes.
You would?
If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year mileage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public schools facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Here's the first one. Because of these rise in the cost of homeowners' expense, residents should not support a property tax mileage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving schools buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one do you agree with most, the first one or the second one?
Wait, I missed something in there. Would you repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, no problem. I'll read it for you one more time. The first one says, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax mileage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving schools buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
The second one.
Okay. And voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year mileage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Here's the first one. learning that all through the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings after Hurricane Katrina. Without funds for this mileage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Does this strongly influence you, somewhat influence you a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly influence.
Okay. The other one says, learning that the public schools district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly influence, somewhat influence. Okay. The other one says, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly influence, somewhat influence,
somewhat.
A little or not at all. Okay.
Somewhat.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The following says, learning that this is a renewal of an existing mileage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little or not at all.
Strongly.
Learning that this is a mileage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. A strongly influence, somewhat
strongly.
Okay. This other one here says, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. A strongly influence, somewhat influence,
strongly.
A little or not at all. Okay. And now that we have talked about the mileage, if the New Orleans public schools had a mileage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public schools facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against,
probably.
Or definitely, pardon? A probably vote for or definitely?
No,
vote
I'd,
for?
I'd strongly vote for.
Okay, definitely, okay. And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistic purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member and administrator at the New Orleans public school?
No.
Okay. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you between 18, 30, 31, 49, 50, 64, or older than 61?
Older than 61.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate, graduated or professional school. Law or medical?
College graduate.
Okay. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.